were still two major differences. But he said, my God, if we get this, we've got total surrender. And that's Alex Johnson's view too.
He did try to miss him, but he
A little bit, but I he started to, and I looked at her, and he sort of backed off, and he said, well, if we can get it together, if we can't, we can't. So that's Matt Emmett.
What is your, about the Japanese, we'll all get back with somebody?
That was a good meeting, I like that.
We told him that.
Told him just right.
If anything happens, he feels, so he can tell.
Exactly.
If it does happen, he feels he's also in control.
You know, I, of course,
your evaluation is staying in play at the moment.
I think we're in pretty good shape, sir. I think as I
Of course, on the military side, I guess, just to be sure, Laird needs no call from me.
No, I called him again this morning after I talked to you.
What's going to ask?
And the chairman called back there assuring me that Wyatt he can't use all he has right now. They do have a problem with this area in that they're in close to these populated centers and they have to have a target or we've got problems. The way this thing I think is going to come out, sir, their unilateral statements on Cambodia and Laos, they watered down and Henry said they're unacceptable. So he's put them on notice to that effect. Then there are Article 7 and 8. Article 7 dealing with their reinforcements in the south and our resupplying. He said he has the language that he wants from them, but they won't give it to him if they're satisfied with the POW issue in the south. So in effect, all we're really on now is to get Chu to accept some kind of a forthcoming position on this political prisoner. Then, in effect, as far as the North is concerned, I think we've broken the deadlock. And that could probably be done very quickly. So it all goes back to nothing but the Chu problem. I think if Chu comes through and recognizes what he has and is willing to take it on, that this would mean adding 3 to 4 more days, and that Henry will then have to take Chu's comments, Suleyni Bai's, meet one more time with late October. Now, whether that meeting takes place in Paris or Vientiane, I don't think it makes any difference if we have Chu on board.
That's the point. If he goes to Vientiane without Chu on board,
oh, I see.
In Paris, everybody feels Paris is going to fail.
Yes, sir.
Vientiane is just too close to the Sea of Coral.
Well, there are things.
I don't mind.
Things happen. The morning is leaking out. They leaked out this morning. No, well, yeah, yesterday they did that somehow. Today they put out the word that Friday the 20th is a decisive time. And they gave us the Canadians and the Japanese. And that they're either going to go for a permanent real ceasefire and peace or a continuation of the current situation. So they're trying to build in our mind a crisis point. And I think this 3 or 4 day delay or 5 day delay is ideal because it's slowing their forces in the south off pace and they're having a hell of a time managing.
Why is it true?
Because these guys only have so much staying power. They can go about a week of what I call a full
delay. Oh, I see. You just delay them.
They'll shot their wad. They'll be starting to fold up. And Chu will be on the strong side of that.
That's
right.
Boy, if I were Chu, I'd be putting on the goddamn strength if I ever could right now. They are other places except in that one area.
Well, in the star tonight, Bradshaw from Saigon says it's just total. Everyone's pointed towards the ceasefire. So we've got a great psychology at work.
He's a bad man, son
of a bitch. Oh, he is bad. But they know. You know, this is kind of a thing where everybody has sensed it, want it, and at the same time.
Stop being mean on
Caesar. The people do. The people.
People people really are sick of killing them. God damn it, you can't keep it from them.
No, he himself is going to have problems if this thing goes on too much longer.
They killed 300 of them even right now. That's right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
God, he's got to stop. Yeah. I mean, I'm no softy, but there comes a point when you just isn't any more reason to do it. I mean, and another thing, of course, Pew's on the spot. Because the stories have played that Henry's going there to work on Pew. Pew cannot appear to be the father of block this conviction. Of course, that's another thing.
No, I think there's a lot of pressure. Yes, sir.
Abrams.
But all we have to do is just, I think, just, and I told Ron this morning, just quiet down, keep our cool, and let this thing work itself out. We're in the driver's seat. And
I wondered if you call Bill Rogers. I don't want to do this in front of Peterson. But I would appreciate the briefing on that. First, you taught that I remind myself that I'm working on these veto messages, and I am. I've been head of Earthman here, so I want him to know that when I meet this afternoon, I'm taking it off. But I would like for him in the briefing to take to prepare a good, strong, positive statement about how good the wheat deal has been. And a trade deal, not only economically, which Peterson will cover, but in terms of creating a better climate for peace and progress in other areas. What I meant is we have pulled the trade agreement out of it. The country is not for it in a positive way. We're not against it very much. It ain't much of a winner. You know, trading with the populace still ain't much of a winner. Now, you know what I mean? Is it 700 million ceasefire? Will that be announced?
Yes, I think 720 million.
I told Cobb, he said, that's terrific. He thought, you know, that's a hell of a sign.
We went down to Iraq, but I had to step into it last night with Dobrina and it broke. I forced it.
It's over 700 million.
Yes.
500 million. Cobb said, he said, 500 million. He thought it was 700.
It's 720 million.
Will that be announced?
Oh, yes.
Well, that should be announced as a positive thing. But can Rogers, if the more positive things he can say, tell him that the trade agreement, I think he should put it in terms of better relations between the countries, and also means a great deal again for him. I'd like for him to get Peterson to talk very, very positively about, see my mind.
Yes, sir.
This is a tremendous step forward in relations between our two countries. Not only can you trade, but prepare us away from progress in other countries.
You're just going to have a meeting here in the office.
The way we're going to do it, he's going to sign it over there at the State Department.
See.
And then they're going to come directly here.
Right.
And I will sit with them, and the main purpose is to impress them.
Have a press picture.
And the press picture, and then I'll sit and thank them to go ahead and to bring them to their group. And then Rogers and the other afterwards will go out and bring the press.
Good. Excellent.
That gets me in the picture. But I didn't want to go over, I didn't want to go through that. You see, I don't want to appear to be exploiting agreements. We did have a signing after all, in the Met Treaty Room, and then we had one, and then the other, and so forth, and so I didn't want to crash on my name when they had to sign SALT agreement. This one, we've done, I signed it in Moscow, or somebody did. Now, they can have a picture, and say, so, see, I just didn't want to, for me to be, I don't want to burn out something on what a great agreement this is. I want Rogers to do it, see.
Fine, well, we'll get that on shaped up and get him postured.
So Roger realized that this is really a hell of a deal on the political side.
He left as happy as him.
And Alex Johnson considered him a special leader. You?
Politically, absolutely. Totally. My only concerns are timing on the security side.
But on the other hand, you're always on
the could still take
you're
a risk.
Always in that security situation. Those people are going to fight as long as they live.
That's right. Well, we either get two on board or we'll do it right afterwards. I think we've got it. And I don't think Hanoi's going to fall off because it's compensation for them and the fact that we split from two if that has to go that way.
Well, compensation for them too. They're getting us out of there and we're stopping the bombing and the mining. That's a couple. thing. The other one is faces a re-elected president who has demonstrated that he'll bomb the hell out of people when necessary.
Okay, that's right.
And we'll bomb the kingdom come. They think they've had it now. You wait. You
see? And they're going to those mines, you know. There's 30 days before anybody can touch them. That's well into December. And that's going to be a long, tedious job with our Navy having to do it for them. That keeps them on their good behavior. Well, what we're going to have is a couple of weeks of hell with a lot of killing going on. And I just want
to... We've got to prepare the way for that by saying that, by predicting it. Now, there will be ceasefire and so forth.
You're going to have to be strong in your statement when you announce it. You're going to see that this is in force. In other words, it's somewhat threatening to Hanoi that if they don't play the game, we're right back at them. And that has to
be worked out. If there's a breach of agreement, we will have to take appropriate action.
So that we don't have the millennium yet.
I agree with you that if we could get that and postpone 4 or 5 days.
Slips it up so that when the hell starts, you don't have about a 2 week or 3 week period, 2 week period, where people say, peace my ass, you're killing people every day. What kind of a deal did we buy here? You want to bring it up closer so that when that fighting starts, people will still be in the aura of what's been done. And it all happens after the election. Because it's going to be a bloodbath. We have to assume that. They both have given instructions to each other. Get out there and clean it up. All right, intelligence is firm on that. But even that is a
Well, Harris finished his first day with Jude now.
No, he hasn't met Jude yet. It's now
midnight,
and you'll see him in the morning.
He's met with Bunker and Abrams.
He's met with Bunker and Abrams. Just operating from loyalty, he believes it. So we'll be in good shape.